Y'all all stickered out. There is the future of the church. Gospel lesson from the Gospel of Matthew, 10th chapter. We'll begin reading at verse 40. We'll read down through verse 42. Page 11 in your pew Bibles, if you'd like to read along with me. And please note how many times in this brief text the word welcome is used. The Word of God. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this His holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you so very much for those words of life from your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Three very brief verses. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. The word welcome is used six times in that Matthean text. Six times in three verses. Welcoming is sure an important part of discipleship. Now, there are several meanings of welcoming as used here by Jesus. Financial support, physical assistance, emotional encouragement, as well as joining others in worship and fellowship. When you and I do these things, we are receiving Christ and the Heavenly Father. And the good news of this text is that everyone here can play a role in proclaiming and living out the gospel. You and I give money to the church, but not everyone can build a wheelchair ramp or prepare food and serve it to the homeless. Not everyone can sing in the choir, or should. Ooh, I got an evil eye from Ann. Ooh, like kryptonite. Ooh. All of us can go off to Africa to distribute book bags. Not all of us have the skills to translate the Bible into a local language in a faraway country or some other kind of special ministry. But Jesus says, whenever we help someone proclaim the gospel in word or in deed, it is as if we were doing it ourselves. God takes note of all of our Christian acts, whether it's financial giving or praying for some kind of ministry or encouraging someone to exercise their spiritual gifts in the life of the church. Those of you who have been at Kirkwood for a while remember when we brought evangelist Mark Middleburg here to us and spent a weekend with us. He told us about that chain link. How one person does to facilitate ministry is just as important as the last person in the chain that gets to be the ministry doer. As we get older, we will still be able to help disciples do all kinds of ministry through our financial giving. If Janine were here, she would say, when you bring paper towels or toilet rolls in, we are helping children in Vacation Bible School learn about God. When you give your money to the church, you're paying for men and women to receive counseling from Peninsula Pastoral Counseling Center at greatly reduced rates. Y'all get the point. I could stand up here all afternoon. One of the points is this: there is no first tier, second tier seats in God's kingdom. All of us play a very important role in proclaiming the gospel. No deed done in Jesus' name is too small or too insignificant. You and I need to develop, as disciples, a welcoming attitude in all that we do. All right, now it's time to go from preaching to meddling. Have you ever noticed yourself, has this happened to any of you who drive, that you diss, D-I-S-S, others who are driving along with you in traffic by your attitudes or by your actions? The person who's just cut you off in traffic. Do you respond with an understanding word and nod of the head? Or do you respond with a whoops finger and some blue notes? Here's one that will make us all uncomfortable in these times in which we love one another so much in the political culture. How do we respond to others who disagree with us politically? Do we call them ugly names to their face or behind their backs? The manner in which we treat others says a whole lot about how we welcome others as followers of Jesus. If people always see us as being angry and prejudiced and mean-spirited and hateful, persons are not going to be able to hear the gospel from our words or actions. God is in the missional business. God is actively engaged in all kinds of mission. When you and I provide financial support or emotional encouragement or physical assistance to the proclamation of the gospel, we help persons be open to receiving the gospel, the grace of God. When you give your check to the church, to the general budget, we help persons have their physical and emotional needs met by our risen Lord. Listen to this. I can't get any more plain than this. Every pancake you have ever purchased and eaten, prepared by our youth before their mission trip. Every prayer you have ever said for someone just home from the hospital. Every dish you have ever made for the church picnic when it's 95 degrees and sweat is rolling down your face and dripping into your apple pie. Every time you have volunteered to cut the church grass or to rake up the yard debris in our annual fall or spring cleanups, every time you have dropped your offering into the offering plate, every time you have helped to set up the movie projector for Friday night movies on the lawn, you have helped to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't remember anything I say today, remember this. No act or word is too small when it comes to encouraging others to become disciples of Jesus Christ. All of us, whether you are one or 110, have a very important role to play in this welcoming. Welcoming Jesus, welcoming God. Everyone's contribution is so necessary, so critical to the entire ministry of the church. And think about this. Everything we say or do is either welcoming or unwelcoming. So Kirkwood, be thankful you have been called to this amazing ministry of the church. Then spend the rest of your lives saying and doing those things which bring God the glory. I don't know about you, but that will preach. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, no matter what we do in the life of the church, give us your Holy Spirit so that we can see all of those acts and words and deeds as being so critical to all the ministries you equip us to do. Gracious Lord, may we never, ever look down our nose at anyone else and say, I'm more important than you are because I do so-and-so. Lord, may those words never come from us, but may we appreciate one another in all the many ways you continue to gift us for gospel proclamation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.